Time for a new experiment here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ, and all in the vein of exploring cascara. Cascara, as you know, or maybe not know, let me explain, is just the skin and the flesh of the coffee cherry. And this particular one that I am experimenting with and playing with comes from Bolivia, and you can get it at Has Been Coffee. Of course, you know Has Been. If you haven't, you've just got to go check them out. Hasbeen.co.uk, and Steve Layton, master roaster and connoisseur par excellence. He's actually got four different cascaras there that you can also play with. Apparently it's very high in caffeine. Now, you might have listened to my brew from the other day when I did a hot brew with the cascara. Of course, you have to treat it just as respectfully as you would any coffee bean. So very important to get the ratios right, get the temperature right, get the brewing time right. You can check all that out also by going on to Hasbeen's website, and he explains it very, very well. So I'm now experimenting with a cold brew, because I've done some cold brews with coffee and I really like cold brews. Now that the weather's getting a bit warmer as well and summer is just knocking on the door, it's time to do all that, experiment with cold brews. And it's very interesting because, I've got a glass bottle of, it's actually mineral water, but I'm not using that mineral water. I've got filtered water here. But it's a very good vessel to use. It's Voss, V-O-S-S, and it's actually very good water anyway. But I've got a few of those bottles, glass bottles. They look very classy and nice, and I'm using that. So what he recommends, Steve, is 24 grams of cascara to 1 liter of water. Well, this particular glass bottle only takes 800 milliliters. So what I've done is I've done 22 grams. That's a kind of a first trial that I've put into that bottle, and then just used mineral water and topped up that bottle. And it's really interesting because the cascara is a very light ingredient. It's a very light subject and object. And of course, these skins that have been dried in Bolivia, that particular one, is saturated with all the goodness that I suppose is also in that very bean that has been used to produce coffee beans. So very interesting. So I've added that water, and it's funny because the 22 grams of cascara have kind of separated. Some rose to the top and some immediately sank to the bottom. And I think that the more they get saturated with water, the more the extraction will happen out of those cascara skins, cherry skins. The more that happens, the more weight it will gather and it will just sink automatically to the bottom. And it's really fun because I can see that the water has already changed in color, and it's only been, about 10 minutes. But I'm going to let it brew for at least 24 hours. I'm going to put it in the fridge and then see what it tastes like. And you've got to experiment a little bit. I think the experiment I did last time with the hot brew was that maybe I could have steeped it for a little longer than 4 minutes just to get a bit more out. But you've got to be very careful, because if you get too much out, it might become astringent and not as nice. So, yeah, like anything in coffee, you got to treat every single bean from different origin, different process, different roast in a different way. Of course, there are parameters you can start with, and that's a very good starting point. But it's very good and exciting to just yet again here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo do another experiment. And I got to be patient now and wait until that has brewed long enough.